This is the closing market report for Wednesday, September 18th on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
That's been an interesting day, kind of a volatile day. Couple things highlighted about today. One is the biggest one is the Fed here in the probably in the next half an hour is going to announce what kind of interest rate we're going to have. First one in 4 years, interest rate decrease, probably a quarter of a percent, over a half percent. The bean market was higher and originally up as much as 12, 13 higher, broke all the way down to a little lower on the day, come back up. Now it's up about a dime in November. Everything's up a little right now. The other thing driving beans, which has been the upside leader today, is the dryness in Brazil. It's been around for a while. It's not critical yet, but another 3 or 4 weeks it will be, starting to get the market's attention. The focus shifting from our harvest, which is underway, just barely 5 to 10% done, the hot and dry issues in Brazil. And that's the market's looking at that pretty closely today.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Find our full conversation at iowaagnet.com. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn up a quarter of a cent at 412 and three quarters. November soybeans up 8 even at 1014 even. Soybean meal down 10 cents at 317.90. Soybean oil up 44 cents at 40.99. On the Merck, October live cattle down 50 cents at 178.30. October feeders down 80 at 239.95. October lean hogs up 27 cents at 82.05. October pork cutout unchanged at 91.55. And that has been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.